2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. I'm going to see if y'all remember. We walk by faith and not by sight. Okay. We walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. If you don't quote scripture, you don't remember scripture, that would be a good one to remember. We walk by faith, not by sight. Two things I want to get across to you, then we're out of here. Number one, we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, when he says we walk by faith, not by sight, let me kind of explain it. First of all, he's talking about when you, the sight, talking about your senses. So from a human standpoint, we have sense. So you got your mouth, your taste, your five senses, all right? So your mouth, what you taste, one of your senses, you taste things, all right? Hands, your touch, sense. Ears, you hear, one of your senses. Human senses, these are human senses. Eyes, you see, human senses. Nose, you smell, human senses, all right? You get saved and get born again. You start walking with the Lord. What happens is, boom, all of a sudden, he gives you some spiritual senses. Those are your human senses. I call them common senses. He gives you common senses, common sense. He gives you these senses when you're born, naturally. You get spiritually born again. You have what you call spiritual senses, just like the human senses, but they're spiritual now. And so, you got a mouth, you can taste the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience. There's a spiritual sense. You begin to taste. You can taste what God has given to you, what God has for you. All right? The patience, the kindness. You can begin to taste that. There's a spiritual sense about it. All right? It's in you. It's a spiritual tasting. It's not physical, but it's spiritual. You can smell things. You got good smell, bad smell. Now you can begin, from a spiritual sense, you can begin to smell something. You can begin to sense if something's good or something bad. If somebody has a certain direction they want you to go in, you can smell it out. You can smell out something that in the spirit, in the natural you probably couldn't smell, but spiritually now you can smell. That doesn't smell right. That seems right. That direction, that way, smell. You got hands, touch. Now you can touch people. With grace, with mercy, with forgiveness. There's a touch, spiritual touch. Eyes, you can see. Now you can see things, signals, signs. You can begin to understand, okay, I need to be with that person. Shouldn't go that way. I could go that route. There's a spiritual eyesight, insight. You can see things. You've been around people. I mean, you can see things about somebody they're with. And you say, hey, that's not good. They look good to me. But you can see. The Bible talks about Satan. He'll transform himself into an angel of light. He'll look beautiful. But you can, if you're spiritually in tune, can see. That's evil. You'll be able to see. Hear, or ears. Ears to hear. Instruction. Understanding. You got some people, from a natural standpoint, nobody taught them how to be a good father, a good parent, a good mother, a good boss. But if they, now you got spiritual ears, God will teach you. He'll begin to instruct you, he'll begin to show you. What you have is, you got two sets of senses. He says, walk by faith, not by sight. He's not saying get rid of these, your common sense, those first senses. He's not saying get rid of them. He's saying, hey, listen, you're not limited to them now. Now you have these, your natural, your common senses, and now you have these, your spiritual senses. You got both. And so now you're better. You can do more. You can help more. You can bless more. Because now, not only do you have your natural senses, but you got your spiritual senses. And he's not saying get rid of your common senses, your human senses. He's not saying get rid of them. You walk by faith and not by sight. He's not saying get rid of that. What he's saying is now use both. You're better off. Does that make sense? You're better off. All right? Human sense, natural sense. If man cooked for you, all right? Human sense. When you taste it, you're going to say, man can't cook. Alright? Now you get saved, you say, man, I'm going to eat your food by faith. Alright? No. Don't do, hey, no. Just, man, we're going to go to McDonald's. Okay? Alright? I understand.
I got it. It's all right. I'm not going to lose. I'm not going to go, all right, I got my spiritual senses and I'm going to use them and not going to use my natural senses. He's not saying get rid of your senses. What he's saying is now you're not limited. And so we're walking by faith. You have even more. Does that make sense? So that's the first thing I want you to get across. The second thing I want you to get across. All right, I understand. Is this. When I, and you see it all the time, I laugh now. My kids did it. I did it to my dad, but I laugh now. But, and I was the first to go to college in my family. And I went to college and God, I was smart. You know, you get to college, you just think you know it. I mean, you read these books and you get into the stuff until you just, yes. And you come back and I come back and tell Daddy, Dad, this is what it says. And I figured out life and I figured out what you need to do. And I got it. And Dad, and I think back to his dad, he didn't say a whole lot. He just kind of, And I could tell he wasn't jumping up and down like I would. And I was like, Dad, I'm telling you this. And I know this now. And I've been through life. And I understand. I got the books and I've been reading it. And so I'm like, I'm telling Dad all this stuff. And Dad just, I tell my mom, she's like, They knew I hadn't been through life yet. I hadn't had my own family yet. I hadn't dealt with anything yet. But I knew how to deal with life. And so I was smart. I was in college. I was educated. I was on. They knew I hadn't been. And they would say little things, but then it's kind of wait till life hit. And what I didn't understand out there, you hit life. Life don't care how much you know. Life don't care what that book can taught you. It don't care nothing at all. Let me explain what's in life. Pain, pressure, problems. Tests, trials, trouble, hurt, hate, it's all there. All that stuff is in life. And life will hit you. You get out there on your own, you hit life, all of a sudden that stuff, it don't care what kind of degree you got. It don't care what kind of money you got. It doesn't care about your color. It will hit you. All that stuff will hit you. And all those ideas you had. And see, when you're in college, you if you could put it from a scale of 1 to 10, you had to deal with life, but it was only like on a scale of 2 or 3. But then you hit real life, and it's on a scale of 12 and 15 and 20. You ever been there? You're going through, some of you know what I'm talking about. You're going through life, you're like, I can't take this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Life start to hit you. And so my dad never said a whole lot. He was, you're getting your degree, you're getting college, you're educated, but you ain't hit life yet. And then once I started hitting life, I would call Dad, oh, Dad said, oh, now you hit life. Now we can talk. We couldn't talk before. I listened to you. We couldn't talk before, but now we can talk. Then my child went crazy and he can start to talk. Flip it over. I got saved in college. Fell in love with the Lord. Yes, love the Lord. And I came home, and I remember I come home to Daddy and Jackie and, hey, you need to know more about Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus. I know everything about Jesus. I know how to fix the world now. And I got it. And everything is going to be all right. God's going to make everything right. He's going to give you all the money you need. He's going to fix all your problems. He's going to heal. No, not everything is all right. You just got to trust God. You just don't trust God enough. And everything is going to be fixed up. And they just kind of looked at me. They didn't say nothing. And I would tell Jesus that too. God, I know how to fix this world. I got it. I know how to fix it. I got it. I understand. And I was excited. I was into the Bible. I would read 2-3 hours. I would read it every day. Study, get into it. Quote it. Preach. I was going around talking to all different schools and through through the FCA, and because it was football, I could go all these different places. I was doing Bible studies on campus. I was doing all this stuff, you know, and I was just telling people, I was fixing people. Yes. Didn't quite get it. And Jesus didn't say nothing. He just kind of listened to me. He didn't say a whole lot. He just let me talk. Yeah, I know how to, you just got to walk by faith. I got this thing. And I didn't quite, he didn't begin to talk to me too much. He just kind of listened. And then life started to hit. Well, let me change that term. It wasn't life, it was Satan. Because once you get saved, it's not just life, it's Satan in your life. But Satan's going to come at you. He's going to come at you. You're a child of God. And what you, I mean, God, he'll give you a break. He'll give you a break. And he'll let you go through a little bit of pain and struggle. He'll let Satan hit you at about a 2 and a 3. But then after a while, he's going to let Satan go. And Satan's going to hit you at a 12 and a 13 and a 15. He's going to let Satan get to you. And all of a sudden, it don't matter how much Bible I know, how many scriptures I can quote, I'm starting to catch hell. And I started, whoa, what's going on here? There is an old saying, you can't climb a mountain that's smooth. Think about it. You can't get to the mountaintop. When you get to a mountain, you go up a mountain, you get on the higher of a mountain, you can see totally different. There's a view that's totally different. But you'll never get there if it's smooth. And so God will let you go through. God will let you go through some stuff. He'll let Satan hit you. He'll let Satan take you through. And I didn't understand at the beginning. I was like, oh, God will make everything good. I want to tell you, no, he's not. I want to lie to you. I want to tell you everything's going to be perfect. But I'm sorry, I can't do it. It ain't going to happen. Matter of fact, if you're going to get to the mountaintop, you're going to go through. Walking by faith, following God, is going to get you up that mountain. Just keep following me. I'm walking by faith. It's not going to be easy. Think about it with Jesus. Some people think when Jesus was coming up as a young kid, he had it good. No, he did not. Do y'all remember what happened when they were looking for Jesus when he was a baby? And the parents had to leave town. Y'all remember what happened? The wise men come in and they say, hey, there's a king here. And you remember the king at the time, he had all the firstborn killed? All the firstborn killed. Mary and Joseph take Jesus and get out of town. Wow! Can you imagine? You got it. You just had a child. Your firstborn, your male. They come and they say, is your child named Jesus? No, his name is George. Well, we're not sure. You might be lying. We kill him. And I'm going to kill your child. 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 Now, how many of you think everybody, when he, now, and Jesus is gone, he took off. I'm pretty sure the word got out. Anybody named Jesus? When you hear the name Jesus, you think everybody's going to say, hey, Jesus. Now, also he was known of Mary and Joseph. Mary, didn't you have Jesus before you were married? You know, that's a no-no back then. Didn't you have Jesus before you were married? No, it came from God. Yeah. Jesus didn't get it pretty coming up. He didn't get it. They crucified him. The disciples, they caught it. Paul, getting beat. What is it, three times he got, or was it twice? Two or three times he got beaten to within his life. They had it down to a science. If they hit you 40 times, you die. So they would hit you 39. And so I begin to understand, okay, catching on. To walk by faith, I got to trust you guys. I got to follow you through all of this mess. I just got to hold on and follow you. You're going to take me to a high top. You're going to take me to a mountaintop. But I got to follow you. I got to walk by faith. And it ain't going to be pretty. Everybody ain't going to fall in love with me. It ain't going to be nice all the way. But you're going to take me somewhere. Walk by faith. Just follow me. I like Martin Luther King's last speech. In his speech, he talked about when, I think it was like 59, 60, he was in New York. A black lady came up to him and said, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And he said, "Yeah." And she took a knife and stabbed him right in his heart. And so he woke up in the hospital and they had to take the knife out. And so the knife was right at the aorta of the heart. And he said he got out. If he would have sneezed, he would have died. I mean, he would have drowned in his own blood. Body would just die. He would have sneezed. And they took the knife out. And they took the knife out. He survived. Went on. That's in around 60, 59, 60. And he got all these letters. Talking about all the letters he got. And got these letters. And he said the president wrote them. And mayor wrote him of New York, and all these dignitaries wrote him bunches of letters. And he said, I remember this one letter. I don't remember nothing nobody else said. I remember this one letter. And he said it was a little white girl. And she said, a little child said, I just want you to know I'm white. And I just want you to know I'm so glad you didn't sneeze. He said he remembered that letter. And so and then he goes on to talk about the things that he did, and he kept marching, and he kept fighting for rights in 61, and 62, and 63, and 64, and 60, and he kept going on. And he would face all kind of, you know the story, he faced all kind of stuff. He's walking by faith. And it wasn't easy. And then he gets to his last speech, and he's talking about this, and I made it to the mountaintop. I can see, but I had to pay a price. You gotta walk by faith. It's a walk by faith. We are gonna go through. I'm sorry. I wish I could say it's gonna be all right. In the sense of you ain't gonna face nothing, but I'd be a liar. You gonna face nothing. But what's all right is he gonna take you through. I'm with you through the flood. I'm with you through the storm. I'm with you through the fire. I'm with you. And I'm going to get you all the way up to the top. And I'm going to bless you. And then I'm going to pay you back for all that you've been going through. He's going to make it right. That's been my joy now. God, okay, take me through. Take me through. I'm going to follow you by faith. And you're going to take me through. And you're going to pay me back. Payback is good. This is payback is going to be good. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be worth it. Does that make sense? Father, I love you, I thank you, and I praise you. Help us, Father. Help us face life. Help us get up this mountain. It's tough, it's hard, you're going to see things, going to face things. But guys, help us to follow you by faith. Not run, just walk. Walk it through. There's a blessing coming. And there's a blessing right in the midst. Give us your peace right in the midst of all the pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being God and taking us through. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed today.